White Collar Season 1, Episode 6, titled All In, is a perfect example of what makes the show so addictive. It delivers high-stake drama, intricate deception, and of course, Neil Caffrey's undeniable charm. This episode leans heavily into the espionage-style elements that White Collar occasionally dabbles in, and it does so with flair. Featuring an underground gambling den, Chinese organized crime, and a tense con-gone-wrong scenario, All In keeps viewers engaged throughout. While it doesn't introduce anything revolutionary to the series, it refines White Collar's formula, giving us one of the season's slickest and most intense episodes yet. The episode opens with Peter Burke and the FBI team investigating the disappearance of a stockbroker named Adam Wallace. Wallace was last seen in a Chinatown gambling den, and given the involvement of organized crime, his disappearance is far from ordinary. The FBI suspects he may have been caught cheating, which in this setting could have deadly consequences. Neil, ever the con man with a heart, is intrigued by the case. He recognizes the gambling operation as a sophisticated setup, hinting that it's not just about money, but power and influence as well. This leads to the introduction of the Jade Elephant, a priceless artifact that carries significant cultural and financial value in the underground gambling world. To uncover the truth about Wallace, Neil must do what he does best, go undercover. The triads won't just let anyone into the gambling den, so the FBI comes up with a plan. Neil will use the Jade Elephant as collateral to gain access to the high-stakes poker game. Given Neil's background in deception, this is the kind of mission he thrives in. Once inside, Neil blends in effortlessly. He plays against seasoned criminals and cheats subtly, using his keen sense of observation and psychological manipulation to get the upper hand. However, things start to unravel when the triads begin to suspect him. Tension escalates as Neil's smooth confidence starts to crack under the pressure of being exposed. Despite his usual finesse, Neil is caught cheating. The triads are not amused, and suddenly what was supposed to be a controlled operation turns into a life-threatening situation. Mobsters aren't the type to let a cheater walk free, and Neil finds himself at their mercy. Meanwhile, Peter and the FBI team scramble to come up with a plan. Their initial strategy was to monitor the situation from afar. But now they have to act fast before Neil ends up as the triad's next victim. Through a combination of quick thinking, FBI backup, and Peter's relentless determination, they are able to intervene just in time. The episode's climax is filled with suspense as Peter and his teams launch a last-minute rescue operation. Neil, ever the opportunist, takes advantage of the chaos to turn the tables on the criminals. It's a satisfying resolution showcasing both Neil's ingenuity and Peter's tactical skills. Matt Bomer's portrayal of Neil Caffrey is once again a highlight of this episode. Neil is the type of character who can walk into a dangerous situation and act like he belongs there. His confidence, charm, and quick thinking make him the perfect person to infiltrate the gambling den. However, All In gives us a slightly different side of Neil. Usually he's in control of the con, dictating the flow of events. Here he finds himself caught off guard, which makes for an exciting change of pace. He's used to being the smartest person in the room, but the triads prove to be a formidable opponent. This moment of vulnerability adds depth to his character, reminding us that as brilliant as he is, he's still human. Tim DeKay continues to be the perfect counterbalance to Neil's impulsiveness. Peter Burke is methodical, strategic, and always thinking two steps ahead.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
And while Neil thrives in unpredictable situations, Peter is the one keeping everything from falling apart. In this episode, Peter's protective side comes through in full force. He knows that sending Neil into the gambling den is risky, and he's not thrilled about the idea. But he also trusts Neil's skills, albeit begrudgingly. When things start to go south, Peter's determination to get Neil out safely drives the second half of the episode. One of the best aspects of White Collar is the relationship between Neil and Peter, and All In does a great job of highlighting their dynamic. There's a mutual respect between them, even if they don't always see eye to eye. And, of course, we can't forget Mozzie. While Mozzie doesn't have a major role in this episode, his brief appearances add levity and insight. His knowledge of underground networks and gambling operations could have been used more. But, even in limited screen time, he He delivers some of the episode's best lines. His paranoia and shock, sharp wit are always welcome, and it's a shame he wasn't more involved in the action. So what works with this episode? Stylish and high-stakes setting. The underground casino adds a layer of sophistication and danger to the episode. The dimly lit atmosphere, tense card games, and the high-stakes bets make for an engaging backdrop. It feels like a scene straight out of a James Bond movie, reinforcing Neil's ability to navigate any environment. Neil's intelligence and improvisation actually work in this episode. This episode highlights why Neil is such a compelling protagonist. Even when caught, he's always in. He's always thinking and always strategizing. His ability to adapt to a crisis is what makes him stand out. And All In does a fantastic job of showcasing that. And another major strength of this episode is its fast-paced action and suspense. The episode is well-paced with just the right mix of tension, humor, and action. The stakes are high from the start and they continue to build until the final moments. But there are some minor flaws that could be better. Right off the bat, predictable story beats. While entertaining, the episode follows a fairly standard formula. Neil gets in over his head, Peter has to bail him out. Everything works out just in time. It's fun, but not particularly surprising. And of course, like we mentioned previously, underuse of Mozzie. As mentioned earlier, Mozzie is a fan favorite character, and it's always a shame when he's sidelined. Given his expertise in gambling and underground operations, he could have played a larger role in this episode. Finally, All In is a stylish and engaging episode that plays to white-collar strengths. It delivers suspense, humor, and just the right amount of danger. While it doesn't reinvent the formula, it executes it exceptionally well, making for a fun and exciting match. So with that, I'm going to give it an 8.5 out of 10. Slick, high-stakes adventure that keeps viewers hooked, even if it follows a familiar formula. You'll love watching Neil talk or con his way out of trouble. This episode is a must-watch of Season 1. Now, before we wrap this up, let me know your thoughts on this episode in the comment section below. And of course, give it a thumbs up if you like your video. Hit that subscribe button down below. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold. Everything you give goes right back into the channel to help us become just a little bit better with upgrading technology, new hosts that we can pay, and of course, the ability to take the show on the road. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. I'll see you next time.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99-foot-long deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ah, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits apply to for 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.